Andrew, most people picture DJs as living the high life, but your journey started in a whirlwind. Can you take us back to those early days? What was it like spinning records at 16 in adult clubs while still figuring out who you were?
Absolutely. Imagine being a teenager, barely old enough to drive, yet performing for crowds twice your age. The adrenaline was addictive. I didn't worry about health, just the next gig and the next beat. The lifestyle was indulgent. Late nights, heavy meals, zero routine. I felt invincible, but I was also ignoring the warning signs my body tried to give me.
That fast-paced world must have felt surreal. Did you ever sense that something was missing? Or were you just caught up in the momentum at that point?
At the time, I thought I had everything. Fame, access, and a sense of belonging. But deep down, there was an emptiness I drowned out with music and food. My weight soared past 400 pounds, but honestly, I didn't care. The booth was home until life forced me to look in the mirror.
Let's transition to a pivotal chapter. Your father's stroke in 2012. That must have completely shifted your priorities. How did you handle suddenly becoming a caregiver after years of living for yourself?
It was a shock to the system. One day I'm managing crowds, the next I'm managing medications and hospital visits. The doctors gave my dad 6 months to live. My siblings and I were terrified, but I stepped up and brought him home. I thought I could juggle it. I'll be a good son. Hold on to my career, but the emotional toll was overwhelming. Watching my father lose his will to live was like losing him twice.
That's incredibly heavy. Caregiving often goes unspoken, yet it reshapes everything. Did you find yourself losing parts of your own identity during this struggle?
Absolutely. My energy vanished. My marriage strained under the weight. I was physically present for my dad, but emotionally I was disappearing from myself. It's a slow erosion, like watching both of us fade. But it also sowed the seeds for who I'd become next.
It's inspiring that you didn't give up. What was the moment that sparked change for both you and your father? How did you move from despair into action?
The breakthrough was gradual, not a single lightning bolt moment. I started reading everything psychology, nutrition, therapy. I grilled doctors, experimented with new meal plans, and encouraged my dad to move, even if just a little each day. Progress was painfully slow, but then I saw it, a smile, a step, an apology. It was proof that hope can be rebuilt, one choice at a time.
That's a powerful illustration of resilience. Studies show that social support and mindset can drastically improve recovery after strokes. Did you see your relationship with your dad transform through this process?
Completely. He went from isolation to engagement. At 13 months, he walked. At 18, he bought a house. The old school tough love dad who rarely expressed emotion started telling me he loved me. In a way, we saved each other. He passed the baton to me, and I knew I had to run with it.
Let's talk about what came next. After your father's recovery and eventual passing, how did you channel that experience into your own transformation and the founding of Rework Me?
The gym became my sanctuary. I lost over 200 pounds, earned my NASM certification, and dove into nutrition science. But more than the physical changes, it was the clarity and control that mattered most. I realized transformation was bigger than muscle. It was about mindset and self-respect.
That's a significant shift. How did your personal journey shape the mission and culture at Rework Me? Can you give us a sense of the community you've built?
Rework Me is more than a gym. It's a movement. We've helped diabetics drop insulin, seen parents reclaim their energy, and watched people rebuild their lives through discipline and support. Our culture is rooted in grit, vulnerability, and the belief that rock bottom is just the start of a new foundation. I wanted to create proof, not just inspiration, that anyone can come back stronger.
As we wrap up, legacy is clearly central to your story. What does it mean to you to be proof for others? And how do you keep that sense of purpose alive each day?
Legacy is about showing, not just telling what's possible. I want clients to see that I've walked the hard road myself. I'm a husband, a father of three, still DJing major events, but my real pride is helping others build their own comebacks. Every transformation in our community is a ripple effect proof that change is contagious.
That's truly empowering. For listeners standing at their own crossroads, what's the first step you'd urge them to take based on all you've lived and learned?
Start small, but start now. You're not starting over, you're starting new. Whether it's a single walk, a new meal, or reaching out for support, every action counts. The comeback isn't about perfection. It's about persistence and believing you can rewrite your story one chapter at a time.